A lot of times I'll switch back and forth between a home week and a work week, or I'll switch back and forth between a home day and a work day. Our brains do such a better job of staying in one mode or another than switching back and forth all day long, you know? So if you can set your focus for the week and just pick, honestly, like your top three things that need to be done, everything else on top of that is like icing on the cake, right?
Welcome to the Simplified Organization Podcast, 15-minute conversations with real moms about managing our homes and family life cheerfully to the glory of God. We can actually enjoy housework and love being homemakers when we focus on truth and work with gratitude. I'm Misty Winkler, homeschool mom and author of the book Simplified Organization, Learn to Love What Must Be Done. I write and podcast at Simply Convivial, and I run Convivial Circle, a community helping women to excel at homemaking and do life cheerfully. And today I'm joined by Casey Pratt. Casey serves Christian women as a writer and designer, creating home and life management resources that help those women plan their days around what matters most. She designed the SOS Planner, helped over 400 women create custom home management plans, and works with hundreds of women each month inside her membership, teaching them how to plan their days around what matters most. When she's not designing printables or writing essays, you can find Casey homeschooling her kids or reading a cheesy novel with a giant cup of tea in hand.
There you go. Have one. You know.
I have coffee.
Good for you. I love it.
So you help women become effective planners and use a planner well. What do you find is the most common struggle that women have in using planners?
I think whether it's using planners or not, maybe across the board, one of the biggest struggles that we have as women is trying to do everything, trying to do all the things. And often we can start to believe that, hey, maybe a planner could help me do it all. Maybe what I need is a new notebook or a new journal or a new planner or whatever it might be. But instead, really what I try and encourage women to do is figure out what season they're in. Because a lot of times when we're trying to do everything instead of the things that, like you said, matter most, right? And yeah. So we want women to figure out what their priority is for the season that they're in. Maybe they are in a really busy season where there's not a lot of time for extras. Maybe they are coming out of a busy season and are ready for some more rest or more home projects or whatever it might be. But figuring out what season am I in? What's going really well? What's not going really well? And then what the priority needs to be for ourselves and our families in this season, that becomes then a filter for all the things that we're trying to do, right? And so instead of doing all the things, we can use that priority as the filter to figure out, okay, what stays and what goes for now. Maybe it's, you know, not gone forever, but it's not right. And just coming up with that priority helps to determine that. So reminding women, we can't do everything, even if a new planner, which I'm totally guilty of, makes us feel like we can do all the things, right? But instead, we need to focus on what's most important and really confidently let go of the rest so that we can plan our days around the things that matter instead of just the giant to-do list that isn't prioritized that we get overwhelmed by, you know?
Yes. Yeah. So having that filter is so important, and life changes. So even what works at one season doesn't always keep working for forever. It doesn't mean that you like finally found the magic sauce.
Right. Yeah, it's totally true. That's actually why we created the planner that we did, because I was tired of getting frustrated by the fact that my life doesn't fit into the planner that I bought in January. In May, I'm already in a different season. And so giving ourselves the flexibility to change up the layout of our planner when our season changes has kind of been a game changer for us, because Yeah, we just always say the planner is not the boss of you. You're the boss of the plan, right?
Yeah.
And so having the flexibility to change stuff when your season changes is really important. And I think it really kind of quells a lot of that overwhelm when you're like, okay, this isn't working right now, but I know how to assess it so that I can figure out what is working and what's not. And I have the flexibility to change it. I'm not locked into a certain way of doing things because life changes and seasons change. And so we, like, our plans have to change too.
Yeah. Yeah. So I know when I don't do this as much anymore, but I remember a time when I was younger and like kind of trying to find the secret sauce to do all the things.
Sure.
And I'd put together a plan, you know, get a new planner, create my own new layout and print it out, you know. And it was like Tuesday and the, you know, didn't work the plan. So then the plan, like I just felt frustrated by the time that I had put in setting up and creating the plan. And then it didn't seem to work out as it worked less and less as the week went on. And
Right.
so, you know, by Wednesday, I'm just saying like, well, whatever, we'll just start fresh again on Monday. And so in that kind of mode, planning really, I don't know, it doesn't just seem like a waste of time. Sometimes it really is a waste of time.
Yeah.
So what would you say to the mom who's afraid of wasting time planning?
Oh, I love that. Okay, I fully agree with you. When you set out to like create a plan, sometimes a schedule, right? Down
Yes.
to the minute. Almost always that doesn't work. Like maybe you can work it for a day, but unless you are a person who lives completely by yourself in your own
Right.
house, you have no interruptions, no children, no husband, no pets. Even my dog interrupts me sometimes. Like that's not going to work. That's not going to work. So I think when we actually look at planning as figuring out what the most important things are for the week, for the day, I like to encourage women to plan like on a regular basis. We talk about yearly planning, quarterly planning, monthly, weekly, and daily. I know that sounds like a lot, but it's, you're not doing the same things at every time. And often what happens is that like, if you do your monthly planning well, then your weekly planning doesn't take very long. And if you do your weekly planning well, your daily plan is quick. But instead of approaching it like, okay, here is what I'm going to do for every single minute for the next 7 days, I always encourage women to like set your priority for the week. What's your focus for this week? What does it really need to be on? A lot of times I'll switch back and forth between a home week and a work week, or I'll switch back and forth between a home day and a work day. Our brains do such a better job of staying in one mode or another than switching back and forth all day long, you know?
Yeah.
So if you can set your focus for the week and just pick, honestly, like your top three things that need to be done, everything else on top of that is like icing on the cake, right? Like I'll do my top three for the week, and then I'll also do my top three every single morning. So when I sit down in the morning, I keep those goals in mind that I had it all week long. And you know what? My top three might be like meal planning, grocery shopping, and doing a quick tidy of my house downstairs. I also homeschool and have a business to run and all sorts of other things, right? But those three things are the most important that need to be done this week. And so if I can get those done, then number one, that like motivation ball is rolling, right? But also everything else doesn't feel like, oh, I didn't get to it or I didn't get it done. Everything else feels like I got this stuff done and now I have energy to do a little bit more. So instead of like we said a minute ago, like instead of looking at the plan as the boss of you, I really want women to be able to take ownership and say like, I know what is the most important this week. And it might have to move around. I might have thought I was going to do it on Monday, but I'm going to do it on Wednesday instead. But if we can just look at what's the most important thing, how can I accomplish that build a whole lot of margin in because we do live with other people and have other stuff coming up all day long, right? And honestly, like, we got to lower the bar a little bit. Like, we got to lower the expectations a little bit. And that's okay. We were not created to be God. We can't do all the things all the time. It doesn't work. And so approaching it from a much more minimalistic standpoint, saying like, okay, you know what? I think I can really get these three things done this week. That's what I'm going to go for. I'll make a loose plan, but one that includes a lot of margin and flexibility instead of rigid, like timed instruction. That just tends to go along a lot better. And you become a less stressed person.
Yes.
When you start planning that way too, you know, little flexible, a little bit more grace. It really helps.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's so easy to slip into thinking that planning is like predicting the future or deciding the future. And it's like, well, yeah, actually that doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. And that's why we come at things from more of a, like a priority standpoint, because I mean, we're not promised tomorrow. So why are we like staking our claim on what's going to happen tomorrow or, you know, the next week or whatever? What we have in front of us is this day to use well, to do our tasks faithfully, whatever God has put in front of us. And that has to be enough. That has to be enough. We can't fall into the worldly message that the more you do, the more valuable you are. It doesn't work.
Writing things down in a planner, no matter the format, really does help us think things through and work with our priorities rather than what is urgent. Next up is part two of my conversation with Casey, where instead of talking about the struggles of using a planner, we talk about the tips to use a planner well while using it as a tool for increased flexibility in life. Our planner is not about creating a work of art, but about managing home life competently. You don't want to miss part two of our conversation.